From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. U.S. relations with Bolivia have been sliding for years. They hit rock bottom last week. Bolivian President Evo Morales ordered the American ambassador out of the country because, Morales said, the U.S. is behind anti-government protests. U.S. officials denied the accusation and sent Bolivia's ambassador packing. Now, this eruption didn't come out of the blue. Morales has never been a favorite in Washington. That's because he's an enthusiastic promoter of a particular Bolivian crop, coca. U.S. officials say more coca from Bolivia means more cocaine in America. NPR's Juan Ferrero sent us this report from Corroco.
Guido Toro's weathered but nimble fingers go to work, shucking the small green leaves off a coca bush. His view is majestic. Fertile green mountains in the Yungas region of western Bolivia.
Hay que cosechar sin sacar el ojo.
He explains that you have to take care not to rip off the seeds. Such attention to detail has helped him cultivate the biggest, most productive coca fields around. Coca's long been legal in Yungas. Nearly 30,000 acres are set aside for farmers. What they produce is supposed to go for chewing or tea, even crackers and toothpaste. But Toro and other farmers here acknowledge farming way more than 30,000 acres. It's an economic decision. Coca generates far more money than oranges or coffee.
Coca is the only thing saving Yungas right now.
The cocaine trade is alive and well, and fueled by increasing drug use in Europe and Brazil and huge, steady consumption in the United States. Bolivia does eradicate coca, but its farmers also help satisfy demand. A recent United Nations study of coca in the Andes shows Bolivia's production is up 5% over 2006. The total is less than in Colombia or Peru, but the growth in Bolivian coca has been constant. It translates into the clear-cutting of forests. Monkeys scamper all around the Green Trail Echo Lodge. They share the reserve with macaws, turtles, and scores of other animals. The owner is Vicky Osillo, and she's close to the coca growers. But she says coca's spread is troubling.
Although this is a legal area for coca production, a good part of it is going for illegal purposes. Everybody knows that.
The government has a vice ministry for coca, but officials there did not respond to requests for comment. Coca has a storied history here, cultivated for centuries and chewed like tobacco. The leaf wards off hunger and increases stamina. In the 1980s, Bolivia was a virtual narco state. One of its leaders became a pariah as cocaine production dominated. A harsh anti-drug campaign, funded by the United States, nearly wiped out coca. Then came Evo Morales, a former coca farmer, a union leader, a staunch nationalist. He vowed to curtail Washington's war on drugs in Bolivia. Recently, he told reporters in La Paz that his adversaries constantly accuse him of ties to drug trafficking.
This is permanent.
It's permanent, these types of accusations. Every night, every day, around here, lies, accusations.
He also says many Bolivian farmers are churning out legal crops. Here in Yungas, farmers have long taken advantage of good soil and a temperate climate. A machine peels shells off freshly picked coffee on the Montaño family farm. A few feet away, Abraham Montaño tastes and spits out coffee. His job is to make sure the farm's producing top-grade beans. He's one of 10 brothers and sisters, each of them responsible for a facet of coffee production. The family agronomist, Lidia Montaño, says that helps them stay in business, while other farmers around them turn to coca.
We clash with the community because they dedicate themselves to planting coca. We do not accept that.
But many of the farmers in the region say they just can't make it without planting coca. And now the price is increasing. Back at Guido Toro's farm, he grows avocados and citrus trees. But Toro is planning to increase coca production.
I changed from coffee to coca because we saw it was more advantageous for us.
Toro pulls out a huge tarp where coca leaves are dried. Then he walks into a storeroom where he keeps coca in huge bags until the price for the leaf is higher, and then he sells. The coca winds up in the huge and legal coca market in La Paz. It's full of people, indigenous women in bowler hats and big layer cake skirts, men in work clothes, all listening to music as they bag and weigh leaf. Adelio Soria is among the leaders of a local coca farmers cooperative. He says Bolivian coca has dignity, and that those who say coca goes into cocaine are trying to slander farmers. There are, of course, plenty of legal buyers, like the folks at El Viejo Roble, a liquor maker that makes a sweet coca liqueur. Marketing manager Miguel Cárdenas says he hopes to one day export the company's coca liqueur.
One coca leaf industrialized is one less coca leaf for narco trafficking.
American counter-drug officials, though, say that increasing amounts of the coca wind up in clandestine labs dotting the region, labs where leaves are processed. The finished product, cocaine, then heads west or south toward Brazil and Argentina. A young man named Miguel, he didn't want his full name used for obvious reasons, explained how traffickers paid $500 to turn his family's kitchen into a makeshift lab. He said that the traffickers go from home to home, paying for temporary quarters for their labs. That's the only way to keep from getting caught. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Coroico, Bolivia.